the whole body, it's all the pieces that are fitted together. So how could it be just one person or one family? It's all the knuckles, skin, legs, head, heart.
Absolutely, John. Yeah. 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 But, you know, you're talking about body parts, which is scriptural. We're the body of Christ, right? So why doesn't, at the end of our Bible, why doesn't the Holy Spirit, when the angel says to John, come and let me show you the bride of Christ, why doesn't he see a glorious, like a person, like a bride all decked out, you know? Why does he see a city?
Is he talking about government?
Yeah, cities definitely have to do with government. You know, what you're saying, John, is absolutely right. You know, there's the corporateness. You know, the corporateness. It's not just one person, you know, it's not just Linda that gets to be the bride of Christ. It's all of us together. Sorry. Yeah. Okay. All right. But city has to do with corporateness. It has to do with government. Anything else?
Relation.
It's all relational, yeah. It's all ties together.
Special chosen.
Okay, well, that's certainly true for the bride of Christ. It's not necessarily true for all cities.
Geography.
Could it have to do with geography?
God's dwelling place seems to be a city.
Yeah.
Yeah, is Mount Zion on the sides of the city of the great king.
Now, John, I'm glad you mentioned that, because here's the interesting thing. The city pictured in the book of Revelation, chapter 21. Now, I'm a literalist. Yeah. You know, unless it's obviously metaphorical or intended as a figure of speech, I take Bible prophecy literally. And yes, this city, the bride of Christ, is roughly the size of the moon. Okay? And John says he saw it coming down from heaven. He doesn't talk about it landing on earth. That doesn't happen. He just sees it descend to a point. And I don't know if it becomes the new center of our solar system or whatever. But yeah, it's a city roughly the size of the moon. And that's the city with the golden streets and all of that. Okay, that we've gotten our classic pictures of heaven from. It's the city, and it's the bride of Christ. It's a city. All right? But that city reflects an earthly city. It's like a mirror. And that earthly city is the city of which?
Jerusalem.
Jerusalem. All right? And the prophets have a lot to say about the end time destiny of the earthly city, Jerusalem. And interestingly enough, the time is coming when we will no longer call it Jerusalem, because according to Ezekiel, the very last verse of Ezekiel, Ezekiel 48:35, I believe it is, the Lord will dwell in Jerusalem. And it will no longer be called Jerusalem, it will be called Yahweh Shammah, Hebrew for Yahweh, or the Lord, is there. All right? Yahweh Shammah, the Lord is there. Which, by the way, provides our definition of city transformation.